My eye involuntarily wandered to the grey church tower near the gates, and I asked, "Is he with Dame de Rochester, sharing the shelter of his narrow marble house?" Some answer must be had to these questions. I could find it nowhere but at the inn, and thither, ere long, I returned. The host himself brought my breakfast into the parlour. I requested him to shut the door and sit down. I had some questions to ask him. But when he complied, I scarcely knew how to begin, such horror had I of the possible answers. And yet the spectacle of desolation I had just left prepared me in a measure for a tale of misery. The host was a respectable-looking, middle-aged man.
"You know Thornfield Hall, of course?"
I managed to say at last.
"Yes, ma'am. I lived there once."
"Did you?"
"Not in my time, I thought. You're a stranger to me."
"I was the late Mr. Rochester's butler," he added.
"The late?" I seemed to have received with full force the blow I had been trying to evade.
"The late?" I gasped. "Is he dead?"
"I mean the present gentleman, Mr. Edward's father," he explained.
I breathed again. My blood resumed its flow. Fully assured by these words that Mr. Edward, my Mr. Rochester, God bless him, wherever he was at least alive, was, in short, the present gentleman. Gladdening words. It seemed I could hear all that was to come, whatever the disclosures might be, with comparative tranquillity. Since he was not in the grave, I could bear, I thought, to learn that he was at the Antipodes.